So there's one more Thanksgiving game, and it's the, I guess, I don't know what they call it. It's sort of, I guess this one would be the Color Rush game, right? Because it's the, this is like, the other two are Thanksgiving games, and this is Thursday night football game.
This is the optional or the flex game.
I wouldn't rush to watch this one, I can tell you that right now.
It's the Redskins and the Giants.
I hate Black Friday with a passion, and this game makes me want to go out and get in line for to buy some electronics instead of watching football. This is ridiculous.
This is the time to do it.
Absolutely. Just because the Giants beat the Chiefs last week, don't make any mistakes. This is going to be Washington's game. They're fumbling here and there through the season, but I think Washington's going to have it together. The Giants are just a disaster all way around. And as soon as you start having any kind of internal turmoil on the bench and in the locker room, it just creates and it manifests and it becomes this huge problem. And that's what's happening there. You know, we've said, I'm surprised McAdoo has his job. I know they're saying that he's not going to get canned. I think he's going to get canned. And this game is not going to help his case at all.
If he had lost this past week against Kansas City in a game that they were in prime position to win, I think he would have definitely gotten canned. I was surprised to see that outcome. Interesting, though, Washington last week was up 15 points with 5 minutes and 38 seconds left against the Saints and lost. And Kirk Cousins had one of the great brain farts I've ever seen. People who are Washington fans will tell you that he had a bad intentional grounding penalty because he just stood in the pocket and threw it out of bounds with no imminent rush. But I think there was a run play called and he was supposed to spike the ball and he threw it out of bounds, which means that there was a runoff, they loss of down, loss of yards, and it basically pulled them out of field goal range as time expired. One of just the great collapses I've ever seen. Give credit to Drew Brees and all those guys, but Washington's coming off a really weird game for them. They had been, you know, Kirk Cousins, for the most part, played pretty well until then. And so I don't know who Washington is. I think you can get pressure against Eli Manning, and their front seven has been pretty good. Their secondary might be able to, might be able to create a little bit of mismatch problems for the Giants because you've got Norman, you've got DJ Swearinger, and who's catching passes? You know, Sterling Shepard, who's dealing with migraines every week, it feels like right now. I don't know. I think this game's going to be really boring. I think it's going to be really close. I'm just not sure that I don't think you're going to see Washington's defense show up 2 weeks in a row like they showed up last week against the Saints. I'm picking Washington, although I don't know that it's necessarily a runaway.
Well, in a game that you can, if you wanted to, go to for $7, because that's...
Is that including airfare?
No, not including airfare, but certainly, I'm sure you could finagle a hot dog or something. $7, but you can watch it for free in your house. It's definitely, it sucks for the NFL that this is the nightcap, right? Like they have probably two somewhat competitive games going on and then all of a sudden it's, you don't have to stick around to watch more football if you don't want to, but here it is. I'm going to go with Washington as well. I think the Giants, they beat the Chiefs, but like I said a couple weeks ago, they're collapsing and I think they've given up and I think, you know what, it really, sort of like a personal thing, I hate Ben McAdoo. I think I hate him.
His face and his hair.
His face drives me crazy. His hair drives me crazy. Just, he seems like a D-bag.
Plus, he's always doing the Wilson from Home Improvement, peeking over the play card.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah, that is silly. You're right.
I think it's going to be my Halloween costume next year. I'll grow my hair a little bit and just slick it back with tons of Depth gel.
Just peek over there,
So I'm going to go Washington as well. All right, you can check out these picks online at 977theriver.com. Click on the Sports Buzz. And happy Thanksgiving.
Merry Thanksgiving.
I was thankful to be here.
You were.
Yeah, well, we're done now, so I'm leaving.